Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And yeah, if your administrative profile has gone Sweet Home Alabama, you can try to call it. It's like Scott did here. He was playing around or did something there, Scott, on your e-machine.
Or I did a number on it, all right.
And your administrative profile went home to Sweet Home Alabama?
Exactly.
Abilama?
And I don't like Alabama, so mm-hmm. I'm stuck.
All right, so you, what exactly caused you to be in this situation?
Oh, well, I was trying to get rid of the login screen where you have to, you know, choose what user you are and enter a password. And I was following some instructions, and I followed them wrong.
I see.
And I thought I had copied all the files into a different folder, and so I thought, oh, I'm safe if I delete this administrator thing. Click, and now, you know, I boot up the computer, and it asks me for a password, and there's no password possible that'll let me get in.
And you've tried it blank, you've tried it...
I've tried it blank. I never had a password to begin with, so I've tried blank, I've tried erasing the name, and...
Did you ever create another administrative user?
No.
You didn't, so it was the only user ever.
That's right.
And you got rid of it.
What OS?
Oh, XP.
What is XP? Actually, I just did a quick search on the internet, again, for that type of situation, and there's no quick fix that I can give you over the air. There's ways to reconstruct that.
Mm-hmm.
If you'll just put deleted admin profile or administrator profile on Windows XP, you just put that into Google.
Mm-hmm.
There's about 8-10 different resources here that give you a bunch of different possibilities of how to reconstruct that. Clearly, you can reinstall XP.
Oh, yeah.
Which we don't want to have to do.
Right.
But there are ways to manually fix that situation.
Yeah, as I said earlier, go find your neighborhood 13-year-old.
Well, I don't know. This might require like a 15-year-old.
Maybe a 15-year-old.
This one's a little more...
Well, if you're going to end up reinstalling Windows XP, a 13-year-old can do that.
Right.
Well, I had a second hard drive that I'm able to boot up with.
Uh-huh.
And I was just hoping I could be able to access whatever files and undelete them or something on the original hard drive.
That's a possibility as long as they're both using the same file system?
Yeah, they're both at Windows XP.
Are they both NTFS? Are they both FAT32?
It's the same program. It's the same...
Right, but the formatting of the physical drive itself could be different.
I don't know.
The file structure.
I don't know.
And if they are, then, for instance, if the second drive is FAT32 and the first drive, the one that's screwed up, is NTFS, the FAT32 drive will not see the NTFS drive. So when you boot to FAT32, it'll say...
Well, are you running Windows XP? You said you were running Windows XP on the FAT32, right?
Well, he doesn't know what...
I don't know which is which, but I am able to look and see the other files.
Oh, okay. So then you're okay there.
Yeah.
So then, yeah, you can look at some tools that might be able to help you. That's going to help you as you're looking through all the solutions on the Internet?
So it's not a definite lost cause at this point.
Oh, nothing's ever a lost cause. It's either time or money. You know, which one do you want to spend? All computer problems can be fixed with time or money.
Yeah.
And sometimes loss of data.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
I'm assuming he's got backups.
Oh.
Wrong!
Of course not.
You know what they say when you assume. Yeah, you know what? It's... We do data recovery for a living. That's one of the many things that we do in our work days. And it is just amazing how few people back up. And I'm not talking just individuals. I'm talking big, huge companies.
So I'm in good company.
Yes, you are in good company. In fact, a call that I took off the air was with a gentleman who had a tape drive problem. If you are in a situation, whether you're a home user, a corporate user, you may want to start looking towards what are called web-based off-site backups, where you can actually load a piece of software on your computer, and every night at midnight or whatever, it'll actually push your critical data up to a secured web server. So you not only do you have a backup, it's an off-site backup. So in the case of a business, if you get burglarized or fire, flood, that kind of thing, you still have a data. 9/11. Looking back at all the data that was in those Twin Towers, and the reason why those Wall Street firms didn't crumble electronically under all that is because they had spread their data out all over the place so that they had multiple copies in several locations simultaneously. So we can do that now as individuals. We can use that kind of a service for small amounts of data or large amounts. So, but yeah, give that a try, Scott. Look on the web, put that specifically in. There would be so many different ways to go on this thing that, depending upon your set of circumstances, I'm sure one of those things can help you out.
Okie dokie. Well, thanks, guys.
All right, Scott. Good luck. Yeah, the other thing is, we can't, even if we had a quick fix for something like that, we can't really say that over the air, because that would allow some malicious people to do some things that we clearly don't want them to do.
Another thing is, always check your backup, too. Don't assume it's backed up. Always go back and make sure that that was what you wanted to back up and that it is functional.
Exactly. How many times do we hear that at the front counter, right? They bring it in saying, I thought I was getting backups, or they'll bring a bunch of backups to our recovery lab saying, that, well, if you can't recover the data, you can just restore all this stuff.
Right.
And we look at all their backups, and they're from like 2 years ago.
Right. Yeah.
Nobody's been checking them.
Nope.
So, let's see, 20, I think we got time. Let's try to sneak Fred in here. Fred, you've got a compact
Q
with a lockup issue.
Yes.
And ever since you installed a Windows update?
Yes.
Was it a service pack, or what was it?
Yeah.
And which version of Windows are you running?
ME.
Woohoo. Windows many errors.
There's your problem right there.
That's the beginning of it. You can typically uninstall if you suspect that it's an update that you recently did. You should be able to go into the Add Remove Programs and remove the update you just added.
Well, it was something that I did about 4 months ago.
Ah.
Oh.
And it's been continually getting worse.
But that should still, if you think it's that update, you can still go in and remove that update.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you go into the Add Remove Programs, but you're going to have to know which update it is. Have you done any updates since?
Yeah.
So how do you know it was an update from 4 months ago?
Well, that's when the problem started.
Gotcha. And was that the only thing you did?
Yes.
Okay. To make sure that that's the case, because everybody says yes, but sometimes they're not really sure, do you know how to look at the Program Files folder on your hard drive?
Yeah.
Look at that and sort all the folders by date and look back 4 months and see what else around that time was changed or added in there. It'll tell you by the date stamp.
Okay.
Just to refresh your memory, just to make sure, because it could be, oh, yeah, I did put that screensaver on. You know, you're thinking, oh, that's no big deal. A lot of times that's what it is. Oh, yeah, look at Weatherbug got in there. You know, one of those things.
I've deleted, I think, everything that...
Right, but
unnecessary.
But all the stuff that's in the registry that causes lockups, all that stuff is still in the registry.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you've done a lot of things to it, that's why we try to keep it to a minimum, because all those things are in there. What's that?
Just because it's not uninstalled doesn't mean every single piece of everything that the program put on there is completely gone.
Oh, no, it's
never.
Not. Absolutely
files
not.
All over the filing system.
It is all over. Hey, Fred, I'm going to put you on hold. I'll give you some other ideas off the air if you want to hang on there. It is the Computer Corner here on News Radio 620 KTAR. We've got one segment left. We'll try to squeeze in some emails and some more phone calls, 602-277-5827. A couple lines open there, or you can email us through our website. If you go to datadoctors.com, click on the Computer Corner or Radio Show links, and look to the bottom, and you'll see Ask a Question, Make a Suggestion. Ken Colburn with Chris from Data Doctors. We'll call him CCAB.
CCAB.
CCAB. And, of course, CCAB. Adam from Glendale, yeah?
Yep.
The man here in studio all day here. We'll be back after the news.
At the Home Depot, we're more than a store. We're your home for holiday gift inspiration, with the best selection of everything you need to inspire everyone on your list all through the year. And now it's a great way to pay for those gifts. This weekend at the Home Depot, you can save up to $200. Just open a new Home Depot consumer credit card account and you'll get 10% off your first purchase. So give the sister who's always entertaining a new wine refrigerator. Give your dad family get-togethers all summer long with a new grill. And for the person who's hard to buy for, give a Home Depot gift card. Visit us in-store.